ever think there might be another way? Just feel better about today. Oh no, if you never want to have to turn and go away, you might feel better if you stay. Yeah, yeah, I bet you haven't heard a word I've said. Yeah, yeah, you've had enough of all you're trying. Just give up the state of mind you're in. Better when you glow. Yeah, yeah, I hope you've heard every word I've said. Yeah, yeah, you've had enough of all you're trying. Just give up, stay to mind you're in.
Wake up, America. Your country needs you. It's Rob Gray back with the second installment of the Barter Hour. 9 to 11 Saturday. We're here with you, curled up, ready to sit down and talk barter, talk shop, talk something important. Call in number is 800-313-9443. Or if you're sitting in front of a computer right now doing God knows what, you can reach us on Skype at Open Currency. Again, that's Skype Open Currency, or call in at 800-313-9443. Grab a beer, cup of tea, in my case, glass of soda, cup of water, whatever you like. Curl up and let's have a discussion here about real money in America and what we can do to take back control of our country, to wake up the hearts and the minds of our fellow citizenry all across the nation. It's time to do it. Time is now. And again, I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Glad that you decided to join me here on this Saturday night. If you missed last week's show, we got started talking about the basics of barter, the history of the American Open Currency Standard, where we are, where we came from, what we're working to accomplish here to, as I said a moment ago, retake control of America. This country needs us. It needs you. And now's the time to do it. We are what we've been waiting for. I want to give you that call-in number again, 800-313-9443. I got to tell you, people talk about the importance and the value of getting out there and communicating with your audience, the supporters, the world, letting people know who you are and what you're doing. We did that for the first time last week, and the results were amazing. We'll be back to talk about it in just the next few moments. We look forward to hearing back. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
If you want.
America, it's time to change your mind about your money. Are you ready for it? It's coming your way. If you've taken a look at what the metals market's been doing over the last year, maybe you'd pay more attention. Maybe you'd change your mind, you'd change your money, and you'll change your world right along with it. And that's what I want to get you excited about. It's so easy to get stuck in the doom and gloom of the 9-to-5 and the crashing economy and the bank bailouts and the healthcare scare and all this other stuff. And this is going to be your silver lining, so pay attention every week. We'll be here to guide you through some of these challenging times, to give you a little bit of hope for what's coming down your way. Right before the break, we're talking about what happened last week. Well, the American Open Currency Standard is the group that I get to hang out with every day, and we've done quite a few things over the last year. We talked about those last week. Check the archives if you missed it. We don't have time to waste talking about stuff like that today. But I do want to tell you that after last week's show, we watched the website traffic on the opencurrency.com site go all the way from average of 100, 150, 200 hits a day, all the way up to 4,000 hits the very next day after the first radio show. So we're connecting with people out there. People like the idea. That's my belief anyway. word's spreading. It's getting around. People are starting to catch on. They're linking at different places and spreading the word of honest money. It's here. And you should be excited about it, too. Feel free, once again, to call in. This is our show, not my show. It's 800-313-9443. A couple questions I have for you folks listening out there this evening. First of all, if you were to start your own currency, what would it look like? How would you do it? Would you have anything backing it up? Would you issue it out of thin air like some other currencies that I know of? And what do you have to trade? Will the real producers out there please stand up? I'll tell you, that's one of the most frustrating things I've come across in the last year of really looking very difficult or very clearly into the world of barter, trying to find anybody that's actually doing anything these days. I can't tell you how many different firms we've tried to hire for website design for various projects that we're working on. Can't tell you how many times we've called around to businesses trying to excite them about using barter to supplement their operation, to bring in more clients, to get those empty tables at the restaurants filled up, to move their excess inventory, to level out the peaks and the valleys in their operation. And you just can't get a return phone call. You call and you say something like, hey, I've got money for you. I'd like to pay you. I'd like to bring you some new customers. Anybody want to return the phone call? And yet still, the phone sits there. And it forgets to ring. Very peculiar thing. It's almost like it's out of the pages of Atlas Shrugged. Like the people out there in the world that have actually been doing things all these years, they just gave up, they quit. They said, you know what? You figure it out. Will the real producers please stand up? If you've got something to offer, if you've got something that you make with your effort, your hard work, your intelligence, your mind, give us a call, 800-313-9443. Let us know what it is that you have. Let us know what it is that you want. If you've got something that you're willing to trade, you should certainly want something in exchange for it, value for value and all. Don't call us offering gifts. We don't want donations. We don't need them. We want value, and we want to trade you something valuable in return. So if you're out there, you make something, candles, soap, shoes, house coats, whatever it is, give us a buzz and let us know what you've got to trade. And we've got all kinds of great things available here that are growing through the inventory of the AG Trading Post. Check out that website while you're hanging out here, agtradingpost.com. That's the first store. It's a general store located just north of Dallas, Texas, and Farmers Branch that refuses Federal Reserve notes. Good old-fashioned FRNs, green cash. No, thank you. We don't work for debt. We don't work for paper. We work for value. Good old-fashioned gold and silver. Ever heard of it? Check it out sometime. How are the metals markets looking these days? Fire up the browser here. Go to kitcosilver.com. Sure enough, silver is up 77% for the year. The ask price these days is $18.36. Is it out of control or is it just me? And when will it stop? Anyway, I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director, American Open Currency Standard. Thanking you again for joining us on this wonderful Saturday evening. At least it's wonderful here in Dallas. Hope it's wonderful in your neck of the woods. Curl up, grab a drink. We'll be here with the Barter Hour. Call in numbers 800-313-9443, or you can Skype us if you don't feel like talking on the air. Send a message along to Open Currency, and you can connect with us right here and give us your feedback. We'd love to hear from you. Last week, what did we talk about? Well, we gave you history, introduction, all that good stuff. Again, if you want to check it out, it's available. They're a very low price in the Republic Broadcasting Archive. But I think the key that we discussed last week, and it was a little bit of some light shed on my operation as well, we came up with the two key components, really, of what the American Open Currency Standard does is it creates access and incentive for the new American currency. Now, we need to take a couple extra steps back here as we jump into things like currency and American and access and incentive and money. I mean, I'm getting started on this conversation with the assumption that we all know these things. I mean, we all use them every day. We take them for granted. But really, where did money come from? How is it that ours is green? What did people use in the past? Are there other systems out there like the Open Currency Standard? And how do they work? What are the pluses and the minuses, the features, the benefits of the different systems that are out there? We'll talk about that all tonight. If you've got something to share, you've got the number. I'll give it to you again in just a few moments. But the key that we figured out last week is that the Open Currency Standard really is out there setting the bar, setting the pace for creating access and incentive to the new American currency. We'll talk about that in more detail when we come back after the next break. But for now, once again, call in numbers 800-313-9443. Who's out there tonight? Let us know what's going on in your neck of the woods. How's the weather? What did you do for Black Friday? Did you go out? Were you in the rush at 5 a.m. like the other crazy maniacs? Or did you skip it and go out on Thanksgiving instead for the pre-sale? Give us a call. Let us know. We'd love to talk about it. Other things we'll talk about tonight, we'll discuss the products available coming up or that have just come up this past week in the AG Trading Post. Find out what it is that you can trade for. Oh, how many of your trade mediums do you have? Maybe your Black Friday wasn't black at all. Maybe your Black Friday was silver. Maybe you took a moment and you hit the RepublicSilver.com website and got your hands on a couple tubes of Jackson's as stocking stuffers. I can't imagine a better gift showing up in my stocking than a shiny, beautiful, proof-like Jackson Silver piece, available again at jacksonsilver.com. But those are the barter credits. Those are the community coupons. Those are the trade medallions, the, I don't know, can't call them coins. Those are the tokens to play in our game. Really, you can use almost anything. Eagles, Maple Leafs, bullion rounds, junk silver. I mean, it's all real. It's all worth something. It all has some sort of value. So certainly you must be able to trade it with us. And the answer to that question is yes, of course. Value for value. That's the theme behind the whole operation. What is it that you have that's valuable? And if you don't have any of that stuff, what can you make? What can you do? What can you create? If you're out there, give us a call, 800-313-9443. I know some of you are listening because you're sending in messages through Skype already. So give us your feedback. Let us know what's on your mind. 800-313-9443 or Skype us at Open Currency. In just a moment, we'll take another break. When we come back, we're going to dive head first, talking about other barter systems across America, how they differ from the American Open Currency Standard, how they compare, what they do that's better, what they do that's not as good. Take a look in depth at the Ithaca Hours, Berkshire's program, Let's, local exchange trading systems, Time Banks. Maybe you've got a barter system running in your neck of the woods that we don't even know about yet. And if you do, we'd love to hear about it. Well, why do we want to talk about this? Well, an article came out in the past week. I don't even know if I'm supposed to mention it on the air. But the Santa Fe Reporter out of Santa Fe, New Mexico, a heavily progressive area, dropped an article out there called The Coin Toss. Texas Group targets Santa Fe with its dubious money-making pitch. We want to talk about that here tonight because we're starting to show up all across the country. Communities are taking the bull by the horns here on our local currency projects and beginning to roll out systems of their own. How do they compare? What's the difference? Features, benefits, what makes trading with something real like silver and gold so much better and trading with a fiat currency like the U.S. dollar or like some of the other systems that are out there as well. We'll talk about that all again after the next break. But again, I'm your host, Rob Gray. I'll be hanging out with you here for the next, I don't know, hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. We've got a couple callers lined up already. We'll get to those right after the break. I want to thank you again for joining me. Rob Gray, Executive Director, American Open Currency Standard. Give a call at 800-313-9443. In just a moment, we'll come back from our next break, and we'll see what you have to say, see what you have to discuss, and see what your thoughts are to help us get over this current economic downturn. We'll be back in just the next few moments. Stay right here.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, we're back. We got callers lining up. We got to get to them. We don't have any time to waste tonight. Dick, if you're out there in Florida, what's going on right now? What's our situation look like?
Hi. Good evening. Thanks for taking my call.
Dick, it's really my pleasure. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for tuning into the program.
All right. Well, my name is Dick Gray.
Dick, we share a last name. Is it A-R-F-E-R or what?
No, I got in the financial services business in 1974.
Yeah.
And ended up, you know, selling, you know, life insurance, annuities, mutual funds, the whole deal. And after I got raped by the IRS the second time, I put about a year, year and a half of study into what was going on. I just felt that what the IRS was doing was not only evil, but and unconstitutional, but and immoral. So I said to myself, you know, I'm like, there's got to be some way to defeat these people.
Mm-hmm.
So I put a year and a half of study in on my so-called spare time. And then I wrote them a letter, and I said, you know, dear IRS, I'm just ordinary Joe citizen out here, and I'd like to have some answers from you, that, and you call yourself the Internal Revenue Service. Serving who, of course, that's the question. But mm-hmm. Nevertheless, they have not answered my questions in 17 years.
That's all?
Yeah.
Dick, I think you need to be a little bit more patient. They've got a lot of customers out there that they're obviously serving in one capacity or another, and it's going to take them time to get to you. I don't know how much
right,
time.
Right, right. Well, I have a letter from 2008 from the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania office of the IRS, and this letter says, "Dear taxpayer," and, of course, one of the claims that I made in my original letter to the IRS back in the 90s, was that I am not a taxpayer. According to the federal courts, there are taxpayers and there are not non-taxpayers.
Right.
Legally speaking. And so you have to decide whether you're going to be a so-called taxpayer or non-taxpayer. Anyway.
Well, that was an easy decision for me. Are you a taxpayer?
No, I am not.
Good, me neither.
All right. So, because when you understand what the IRS does, it doesn't collect taxes. It collects interest on the federal debt. And when you understand that, then you have to ask yourself the question, are you going to give money to the enemies of the United States, the enemies of the Constitution of the United States, which says the only lawful money there is gold and silver coin? And so the Federal Reserve and the International Monetary Fund, if you, everything that the IRS collects on a 1040 form is passed directly to the Federal Reserve and the International Monetary Fund, well, if you ever took an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States of America, you cannot, in good conscience, give money to the bankers who control the entire country.
All right, well, listen, Dick, here's the problem I have with what you're saying right now. You're using a lot of big words like Constitution and IMF and Federal Reserve.
Oh, big words? Now, wait a minute. You're not going to tell me you're going to wimp out on this, are you?
No. It's not that. Here's my question for you. The question is, how do you – I mean, you've been waiting 17 years for your little love letter to get probably opened. I don't even know if they've opened it yet. But have you told anybody else about this in 17 years? And if so, how do you do it? I mean, how do you wake people up? How do you
– Well, wait a minute. You were on the air talking about the currency of the United States of America.
Yeah.
And that's why I called you.
Yeah, it's not my currency.
Well, wait a minute. What is the currency according to the Constitution?
Well, I think the Constitution said that the states would not issue anything but gold and silver coin, and I think
that's
the Coin
right.
Act said something
so
like...
So then, if you're going to talk about the true currency of the United States, and you're going to allow the one-worlders to demand usury from you, because according to the Grace Commission, which was, created by Ronald Reagan, he created the Grace Commission. The Grace Commission comes back and says that every dollar that the IRS collects goes immediately to pay the interest on the federal debt. You get that? The VIG?
I'm doing my research here. I'm Wikipedia-ing what you're saying here. So I can check facts. Yeah, 1982, President Reagan directed the Grace Commission to work like tireless bloodhounds to root out government inefficiency. Well, what happened?
Right.
I don't imagine that they actually
You're
succeeded
not looking at
in that.
That's a joke. And you're on Republic Broadcasting?
Yeah, well, here's the issue. The question,
give me a break.
The question is, how do we wake people up about this? And I'm just giving you a hard time, just so you know. The question is, how do we, we're trying to create a bridge here between the world where a lot of people are right now using all these things, paying their taxes, doing all these things that they've done just out of tradition.
That's the point. Everything the IRS collects is not taxes. Not what? Paid on a 1040 form.
Dick, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Back again, the second half of the first hour of the Barter Hour or Two. Rob Gray here, Director, American Open Currency Standard, here to talk about sound money, barter, trade, exchange, I don't know, value, stuff, commerce, trade, other words for it that I can't think of right now. We've been doing it for thousands of years. Let's keep it going with something of value. We're talking right now with Dick. Dick, you still out there?
Here.
Dick.
I just noticed right before the end of your break, you were advertising News with Views. News with Views presents articles by Debbie Kidd and Larry Beecraft, among many other fine authors. And Debbie Kidd, I first became acquainted with her back in the early 90s, and she's done a marvelous job over the years and consistently has condemned the phony money system, the Federal Reserve, and, you know, Larry Beecraft, the same thing. So they both understand that, well, I don't know if they fully understand that really what the Federal Reserve system is a system of witchcraft. I don't know if they've gone that far, but really that's what it is, because they create money out of thin air. They take the, shall we say, they they make every person in this country collateral for their federal debt. And using that, some say through the Social Security number, but I would say further by the birth certificate, they use that as collateral, and then they take paper and they put numbers and faces on it, pictures, and they turn with 3 cents. It costs them 3 cents, for example, to create a $100 bill. Now that's witchcraft.
I know. Listen, Dick, I'm with you. I'm with you 128%. The question that I had for you, which I don't think you got and were answered, is
give it to me again.
The question is this how you go around since 17-plus years ago that you started catching on to these? Is this how you go around to help people wake up?
Well, that's
with,
one
with
of
that
the
information.
Ways, I tell them that with all of these things that are pushing us into the one world government, the head of the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank came out like a month ago or 6 weeks ago, and he says the United States is on the hook for $100 trillion.
Right.
Did you hear that?
I think that I caught part of it on it. Was it a radio interview?
Right, whatever. He says we're on the hook for $100 trillion. Now, when you find out all about these derivatives, the whole world is on the hook for a quadrillion,
right,
which is $1,000 trillion.
Right. No, I'm okay with that. Here's my point again. One more time. One last time. You're talking about the problem. What we need to focus on, particularly for this program, is the solution. We need to take our attention, our energy, we need to point it towards where we want to go as opposed to what we want to get away from.
All right. Well, the only solution temporarily, because there is no solution, the Bible says the borrower is servant to the lender.
Sure, of course. So
all
as
right.
long as we're operating on some
right.
sort of debt-based
so then,
currency, we're borrowing.
All right. So if the whole world is in debt for a thousand trillion, and we got at least 10% of it, maybe 15 or 20% of it, the only solution is a one-world government where everybody gets into bed together. And that's exactly what the Bible says is going to happen.
And this is the solution you want? This is the one you're going
for?
For
a temporary solution, the only thing that the average person can do is buy hard goods immediately. And immediately, whatever paycheck they have. Because you go back to the 1920s, the Weimar Republic.
Sure.
In pre-Nazi Germany. And they ended up, it was costing, you know, trillions or billions to buy a loaf of bread.
Right, right.
Because
I'm
they printed money
very familiar with that.
Out of thin air, right? Which is exactly what we're doing. So how does the average person protect themselves? What do I tell my clients? I tell them, I say, hey, folks, any asset that you have that is tagged with your Social Security number, any asset, whether it's just an ordinary bank account, but, you know, a lot of these people have 401ks, IRAs, TO plans, regular old pension plans, and so on and so on. I say, look, if you can get any money out of that and turn it into hard goods right now, that's what you have to do. Because the hyperinflation that's coming, because history says it's coming, you have to turn that into hard goods right now.
Dick, I'm 100% there with you. I appreciate you calling in. We've got callers stacking up. I want to thank you and hope that you tune in again next week. But I'm going to petition very gently and kindly that when I hear from you again, and I certainly do hope to, that we talk about solutions. There are solutions. We got to find them. Like you just mentioned, we've got to tell people that, now is the time to get into something hard, something real, property or grain or oil or gold or silver, whatever it is. Pick something and take the stuff that you have right now that's depreciating and turn it into something real. But focus on still being able to trade with everyone else for things that you don't have, things that you need. I think we've got a couple other callers out there. Do we have Doris from Kansas?
Yes.
Doris, you're so patient. Thank you for waiting
well,
to catch up with
us. I actually enjoy listening to what everybody else has to say.
Everyone's got an opinion, and I think that we each bring a unique and different perspective to the conversation. And the thing that I mean, it's one of my things, but you know, you've got two types of motivation in life. We can move away from the things that we don't want, or we can move towards the things that we do want. What motivates you, Doris? Are you a move towards or move away from?
Well, my motivation is that, first of all, that I am a Christian, and I
yes.
don't want to go into what Revelation talks about. And so what I'm trying to do is get myself and my husband and everybody I know that we won't have to bend our knee to the beast. Well,
here's a question for you, though. And here, you know, if I get too far into the religion thing, let me know. But the question is, if it's in Revelation and you believe that to be true, then is there anything that you can do to stop it? Or is this just prophecy at this point playing itself out?
Well, I think it's prophecy that it is coming. I don't know when. I can't put dates on it, but, you know, you can feel it. Now, our government, that was supposed to be a Christian nation, has turned their back on it. Now, I don't have a lot of money because we're elderly and everything, but we've been trying to get ourselves in a situation to where we wouldn't have to depend on so much stuff.
Sure.
But on the other hand, now, this fellow that was on last, he mentioned the Grace Commission from Ronald Reagan, and I think that's where A.G. Griffith came out of and wrote that book. Remember the...
The Creature.
Yeah, The Creature. Wasn't that where they came out of? When he was part of that study?
That's a great question. If I
I'm
were
pretty
smarter,
sure, if I remember right, he was part of the Grace Commission and discovered all this stuff and wrote the book.
Man, I should know my history a little bit better. I'm like 14, though, so I'm not really like supposed to know that far back, right?
Well, you know, I've been watching this stuff for a long, long time, back in the 70s, and I'm almost 66 years old now.
Wow.
So I've been watching it for a long time, and it's been on my heart. You know, I told my husband a long time ago, you know, if they insist that we take the mark of the beast or we're going to die, then we're going to die. Because, you know, you can't give up your soul for your life. You know, that's what's in Revelation.
Right.
Well, that isn't what I called about. What I called about is how a person that is not on the Internet would be able to access product from A.G. Barter.
Well, the A.G. Trading Post, the guy in charge down there is Jared Atkinson, J-A-R-R-O-D, Atkinson.
Okay, now hold on, because I'm going to try to write this down.
Have you heard of Dr. Ron Paul?
Yes.
Jared is actually the guy that runs the Ron Paul meetup group down there, and it was a huge component of building the momentum in Central and North Texas for the campaign, and has done so much work and has shifted and transitioned so much of that positive energy and the following that was created from that, not necessarily the following, but the community that sprung up around that and has turned that into just a beautiful thing in Dallas with communication and collaboration among the group that is getting together on another campaign for the Medina for Governor campaign. which is very interesting. But that's Jared Atkinson. He's the guy you want to talk to. Great guy.
Okay.
And he can be reached at
972-426-6669.
6669.
6 doesn't sound real good.
let me give it to you different. 972-426 6669. That didn't go much better the second time around.
Well, the 666 always bothers me. I have always, from the time I was a little child, every time 666 came up, I tried to change something that wouldn't make it 666 anymore.
Jared, if you're out there listening, it's time for a new phone number for the AG Trading Post. Now, Doris, here's how it works with the AG Trading Post. They're going through right now, and they're working on building out the list of the products that they're offering through the store. Now, the list grows based on three key components. One is things that are locally made, Central, North Texas, the surrounding area. Two is things that are made in USA. And the third is high-quality stuff. So you won't find a whole lot of junk in the store. So if you're trying to find junk, you're probably not going to want to call down there. But the other thing, in addition to the first three, is things that you want. So if you come across an idea or a concept, and if anyone else out there is listening and has a need for something particular, get a hold of Jared. Let him know what it is.
I heard an advertisement the other night that this Hemp USA was selling through there.
That's exactly right.
And that sounded real reasonable, as like you could trade a silver dollar for a bag of hemp products.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Because I have ordered the hemp products before.
Mm-hmm.
I think I paid $40 a bag for them. If you could get them for the price of a Jackson, which I don't have any Jacksons, but I was wondering if the possibility was that you could send FRNs and they could change them into Jacksons or whatever. That
the store doesn't take them directly, but the store can certainly coordinate it for you. So you would send some money off to the mint, and the mint would ship you a tube of Jackson's minus one off the top and 2 pounds of the hemp protein. Now, I'm looking on the Hemp USA site right now, and they're selling a 1 pound hemp protein powder for $23.95. At the Trading Post, it sells for $25 for that same pound. But that's payable in silver at face value. Now, a 1 ounce Jackson round, as we talked about last week, I don't know if you caught the program last week, but a 1 ounce Jackson round costs about $24-25, and it has a face value of 50. So if you're any good at math, Doris, you would know that that now means that one $25 Jackson piece, which has a face value of 50, buys you 2 pounds of hemp protein powder as opposed to one. Does that make any sense? Have I lost you completely?
Yes. No, that doesn't. You haven't lost me, and I've been thinking of this all week since I heard you on there last week.
Well, here's the theory. The theory is that real money should go further than fake money. That makes sense.
My idea is that they're willing to take it because they know it's going to go up.
That's right. It's like the gift that keeps on giving.
That say, well, we'll take less. That doesn't make good sense. But if they know that the price of that silver is going to go way up, then they know that eventually they're going to be way ahead. Because I do feel like that it's going to go way up.
Right.
That's
the idea.
Makes me nervous about letting go of anything.
Well, that's exactly the problem. How do you convince somebody to part ways with their silver if you and I both agree that it's going to go up in value? I got to give you some sort of incentive to do it. And if I can save you 50% or 20% or 30% or some sort of percentage, then it makes it a little bit more interesting.
Well, it makes it a little bit easier because you can take the difference in what you saved and maybe buy a little more silver. Because it's going to go up.
Doris, if I didn't know better, I think that you were in on this whole thing here, and you've spent all week trying to figure it out.
I've spent a lot of time thinking about these things.
Well, that's the real key.
But I know that I can't save any money by driving to Texas.
No.
So I have to have another way to access product. Mm.
I think that Jared would be more than happy to help you work through the logistical challenge that stands between you and the silver and the product that you want, that you can get it at a discount. It just makes sense to me, and obviously at this point makes sense to you. Doris, I want to thank you for your call. We're coming up on a break here in just the next few moments. We have a couple other callers out there, so don't go anywhere. We've got great things to talk about. Doris, I hope I hear from you again, I don't know, sometime in the future. Tune in every Saturday night. I'll be here for the Barter Hour right here on Republic Broadcasting. We'll be back in just the next few moments. Doris, thanks again for your call. I'm Rob Gray. This is the Barter Hour. We're talking about trade. We're talking about things that are positive. It's Saturday night. We have to be positive on a Saturday night. There are a lot of great things out there happening, and you need to know about them. We'll be back. Stay with us in just a moment.
Oh, no. If you never want to have to turn and go away, you might feel better if you stay.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Today.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least seven states, and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Change your money, change your mind, change your world. Rob Gray back again with the last few moments of the first half of the Barter Hour, 1 hour, two hour program. At some point, sooner or later, we'll actually all understand what the heck we're talking about when we say the Barter Hour from 9 to 11. We got Rich out there holding with us. Rich, are you still out there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm Rich, hanging on. Bye,
thank
Rich.
You so much, Rich. It's Saturday night, man. What are you doing?
Trying to get motivated to clean up around the house.
It's that time of the year, spring cleaning.
Yeah, you bet. I was laying down. I was listening to you, and I figured, well, I'll get up and give you a call. I remember when John Stadtmiller was asking for ideas about what type of silver rounds to send an email in or call him and give him some suggestions, and I immediately sent in a quick email and just said, I think Andrew Jackson would be the best person to have on a silver round.
So you won the prize then?
Pardon?
The contest?
No, I haven't been in any. No, this was when he first. This was before they even mended the coins.
So then you won. You won the grand prize, the design contest.
Oh no! I haven't. I haven't won nothing. I haven't.
There must have been some sort of prize or award that you got. An honorable mention on the air.
No, this was about six. This is about 6 to 8 months ago that he was,
a high five?
He was trying to come up.
Anything?
Come up with ideas.
Nothing at all.
No, I no, not me. But anyway, what I wanted
sampler?
To tell you is
nothing. Thank you card. All right. If the board operator's listening out there, I need you to get Rich's number here and an address before he disappears off the line. Make sure he gets one of those. Wait. Rich, do you have any of the Jackson Silvers yet?
No, actually, I can't afford them. But I wanted to tell you something. You were asking for solutions and stuff.
Why would you need to afford one when you obviously you've got the grand prize coming your way for free? Make sure you give your address to the guys before you hop off the line. They've got a shiny Jackson in a little clear plastic airtight case coming your way to go to old Alabama. You're in Alabama, right?
Yes, sir.
Well,
awesome.
Now your good idea has afforded you a beautiful Jackson medallion. It's something to hold, too. It's really beautiful.
Oh, I'm looking forward to seeing it. And actually, one of the reasons why I wanted to call is because I have heard, but I can't validate it. And I've gotten on Wikipedia to try to see if you know anybody has got a really close up picture of Andrew Jackson's tombstone. But I've heard rumor, but I can't validate it. Not unless I go up to the Hermitage up in Nashville.
It's quite a drive.
Which I plan on doing. But I hear that on his tombstone it is inscribed, "I killed the bank." But I don't know if that's true, if it's just rumor, and if anybody that's listening out there has.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, we must have some avid Internet user out there that's familiar with maybe something like Google. If you want to Google that, maybe get an image, send it in, let us know if that is or is not on the – you said it's on the tombstone.
That's what I've heard. I've heard rumor that that's what has been inscribed on his tombstone, but I can't validate it because I haven't seen it with my own eyes.
On
then,
my
you know,
tombstone,
it's like,
I prefer pepperoni and sausage.
but with this also when Andrew Jackson made a statement and I have this, I have a big sign that – I like to have big signs made, and I put them on the back of my truck so people, they can't help but read it because it's so large. But on the back of my truck, I have a big camper shell, so I have a big rear window. And I've got that covered, and it says that you are identified. Well, the sign says...
Rich, I need you to hold that thought. We've got a break coming up. Stick with us. You've been this patient so far. You got to make your point when we come back in just a moment. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back in a moment.
With recent